So first of all, Brad, shoulder up 2 weeks ago. How's your recovery going?
It's pretty good. I had my first physio appointment yesterday. And yeah, the progress I'm sort of making is pretty good. Obviously, through the NHS, it's quite generic. It's there for anyone, whether they're, you know, 5 year old to an 8 year old. So I'm 2 weeks in, but I'm probably about the 4 week stage of where it would be in relation to this, the little sort of guide that they have. So yeah, pretty happy with it. First few days quite tough, but then I was desperate to come back. It's being at home for 10 days is too long. So yeah, it's nice to come back and yeah, just get back involved and see the boys and get studying again. So it's good.
And of course, it's an important stage of the Welsh Premier League at the moment. How difficult is it, maybe mentally more than anything, to be sidelined?
Yeah, I hate watching at the best of times, like if you're supposed to be playing. So sort of fortunately, I haven't been able to go to the last couple of games. So yeah, it's tough, especially, you know, the run that we're going through at the moment as well. It's very similar to this time last year, and I was also injured this time last year as well with my shoulder. So it's difficult. I hate watching anyway. But every week's a tough game. It's not like we'll just go into next week and, you know, we'll be able to restore a bit of confidence. The thing with the top six is, yeah, every week you've got a really difficult task. And that, you know, integrated with the injuries that we've had and suspensions that we've had has made it really difficult for us. And, yeah, it's difficult to see that from the side when you're used to being involved.
And you touched upon it's been a difficult start to phase two still without a win. Do you feel like, as a squad, you're more mentally and physically prepared for this dip in form than you were last season?
I think so. End of the year on. We definitely started the season better this year. You know, last year it took us 7 games to get a win, and this year we got out the blocks pretty well. So I think, yeah, moving into phase two, we are better prepared. But like I say, with the injuries and suspensions, it's meant there's been a lot of change in the team and in the squad. And that's not to say that the boys coming in are of a lesser ability. But I really believe in sort of relationships on the pitch and continuity. And you know, I refer back to myself and Emily quite often, just because we've been fortunate enough that over the last 3 or 4 years, we've been able to play near enough every game. And especially, you know, I think centre of defence is probably the most important area for that. And the last time where we played back-to-back games together, 2 centre-halves, is probably a couple of months ago now. So it's really difficult for anyone who comes in, like I say, not because of the ability, just because of, you know, the changing environment and then obviously the opposition as well. So, yeah.
And you mentioned Emlyn there. He's obviously back in the squad now. How much of an important figure is he to have?
Yeah, he's definitely important for the side. Again, you know, the boys that have come in have done well, but Emlyn has near enough been ever present over the last 3 or 4 years that he's been here now. And I think he, you know, not only his performance, but I think he instills a bit of confidence in others around him at times as well. As we know, he's very vocal on the pitch, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But yeah, I think, you know, people, you know, have confidence that when he's playing that, you know, he's going to win more than his fair share of the ball aerially, and he's going to be able to keep the defence sort of organised and tight. And, you know, we normally base ourselves on not conceding too many goals, and I think with Emlyn coming back, hopefully, you know, we can start to get back to what we were doing and what we have been used to over the last few years, and it should be good, a good boost for the team.